Nafel. It was like she had some type of a miscarriage, but we don't know exactly what it was. We don't know whether it was a nafel that's metama or whether it was tamaruach. So Mrs. Ivo lady says the case was he wanted to check it out in Zochron the Kebu Katoni. Master for sure was one of the two. So Mrs. Nahoch, this is what I meant to say, Hokikoma. Oh, Bo Kernikern came to Hatesitz and looked over the bowl later to know. In Nafeli Pilu, in Ruach Pilu. One subject was it tamaruach? Not even a nafel altogether, so there's no tumor altogether. Or no, maybe it was a nafel. And the intim slaim a nafel lipilu, laid them zorch in the cave. You want to know what was a zorch in the cave? So therefore, it's only a suffix tumor in the first place. Since it's only a suffix tumor, therefore we say suffix could be made to him with a suffix. And the boy is saying, no, kiwan the chud abalas mitsuyim shem, vadi garu. But tell man on a board that Vadi has weasels there, so that's come out like a Vadi that they'll grab away the nafel. So if we have right to say like come out for sure when this Kohen looked over the board to look down and see if he could see it there, it for sure was not there yet. So that's why he's sore. The other time, usually the klal is, ain't self, it might say me de Vadi. Alright, we'll stop here. Naftezain. Yeah, Mil Shalomar of Ain Sofik Moitzmi De Vadai. So that was the last parrot here by this Chuda. That's called the Vadai. It says before you send again, Kihuda Ubardless. Little Hap Morsa, when you name the show, the name of the name of the Zachar, the Kavikotani, the Gamma says, of Volkain Vaitzitz, boy laid him, name from the Pilum Ruchapilum. He went to look first of all to see what she had a miscarriage about. And him to him was a name from the Pilum laid him, Zachar, the Kavikotani. To know if it was a Zohar or a Sinekeva. So therefore it's only called the Sophic, whether it was an Eifel, they were all together or not. Therefore, Minah Sophic, Sophic is mentioned with a Sophic. And the verse, the second sentence of the Boy Yisayimah, Kivun the Chud the Batmas Mitzuyim Shom, in that bore, in that ditch, where they threw the Eifel down, since it was Shchiyach to have a Chud, the weasels come and eat there, is that sort of like a Vadei Guru. That's sort of like a Vadei, they took away the Eifel. See, if it's not considered like a soft, it's called come out like a Vadai. Now the more says, Boy, in the name of Rav Nachman, he asked a question for Rav Nachman. Vesta is the Yeraisa Oid Rabbonin. What's this halacha, Vesta is that we know Venetia sees three times in a row, so she has to be afraid next time she'll see that time, she has to make a Badika. Is that a Chiv Midiraisa? And therefore Rashi says, like Midiraisa, you have to make the Badika, and if she doesn't check herself during that vest, that time, then we say Shivade so and she's Tomei. Or the rest of the folly says a suffix to Midiraisa. Or the other side is no, it's only Midirabonin. So Midirabonin, the pshat is you have to make a Badika. But let's say she does not make a Badika then, so then she's still Torah. As long as she makes the Badika later on, whenever she makes the Badika, it'll be alright. Midirabonin, like we do not say Shivade Sua that time. So that's the Shaila. So Amul, we said back like this. Midiyama Huna, since Huna said that Chavrayin, Mishmer the Rav, name of Rav, that Isha Shiesh Levest, Nisa has a vest. Vigia Shah's vest, the kind of time of a vest. And Veloid Botka, she didn't check herself that period. Olib Seif, later on, Rosso, later on, she did see Dam, Rashi says, means of Dika Rishon, Shabotka, Atzmuliachas Man. Later, the first Dika she made, she found herself to be Tamei. So Locheries, that Rav says, Chesheshes Levestes, where Taka Choshes means that maybe she did see Dan before when she had a Vesis, the Choshes L'Riyosa, and also the Choshes L'Riyosa. So Rashi explains meaning that her Riyah she has now. So really she should be Tomei Mi'es Leis, like a regular Isha. So therefore if the last time the Vesis was on, let's say, 12 hours ago, so we'll still go back to the Riyah now to say she's Tomei Mi'es Leis. All the time she tossed the last 24 hours should become Tomei. But let's say the last time, let's say she sees now 2 days after the Vestas, so now there's no din, Mace Lace is only 1 day back, so then we say, no, we are Cheshesh Le Vestas, to say that since she did not check the time when she was supposed to see, we say like she did have a dam then. In the Alma, we see that Rav holds, Vestas is the Eraisa. When it comes the time, the period that she's supposed to see, if she does not make a Bedika that time, we have to say that most probably she did see dam, and therefore she'll be Tommy from that time. You see, Rav holds, Vestas is derisive. And Ika the army, some say no. That Ochikomle, this is what he said, Ochikomle, time of the rosa. What's the reason why? Because they saw. Hol the rosa, if they did not see, ein cheshishin. There's one who says she's tomei, and of course now the next bedikah she made, she pronounced herself to be tomei. Hol the rosa, let's say she did not see. The loch was an ein cheshishin. We're not afraid to say maybe she did see. And so, Alma, what do we say? They will say that vestas is rabbonim. That true, the day of a vest, she's supposed to check herself. But if she did not check herself, we do not say she saw. And therefore, if she made a bedikah later and she found herself to be tor, we say she's still tor. So, kitas amachlekes, it's a shalis. What does Rav hold? Whether he holds vestas is the rice of the rabbonim. Itmar learned like this. Itmar isha sheesh le vestas. An isha that has a vest kavur. She has a time, every, let's say, every Rosh Chodesh she sees. The Gia Shaz Vesta came now Rosh Chodesh, and let's say she had a time even, she used to see 12 o'clock and shoot 12 o'clock at noontime, she used to see, and it came now Rosh Chodesh at 12 o'clock, Veloy Bodka, she did not make a Bdika then. Or Lipsay, later on, a day later, she made a Bdika. So Amar Rav Rao says like this, Bodka Motza Temeya Temeya. If she checks herself now and finds out that she's Tommy, so very good, now she's Tommy. Toira, she checks herself now, a day later, she's just his Torah, the locker is Torah, she remains Torah. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, afilo bodko matza tarim, she makes the bedik later and she finds out to be Torah, nami tmei, the locker is Torah, she's Tomei. And what's the reason? Because Vaisa Zeyol's Vestas is the Raisa, that he holds that the Oirech means the Dam comes at the time when it's supposed to come. So since you did not check yourself at that time, we have a right to say, most probably the dam did come then, and therefore she's tummy. So Chur the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, the vestas, can we forget the machlekes is, whether this din vest that she's supposed to see is in the Uraisa or only in the Rabbanim. To Masav of the Uraisa, and therefore since you did not make a bdika, she's tummy. Well, Masav of Rav holds, no, it's only in the Rabbanim. And therefore when she makes a bdika late and she finds out that she's tor, we say she's always tor. So Chur has the machlekes. Someone says no. Omer Rab Zera says it could be the Kuliyam. Everybody agrees that Vestas the Raisa. Everybody agrees that near the Raisa we do say that the Dam came at that period if she did not make a Bdika. But the Chiluk is Kan Shabotko Atzma Kishir Vestas. Because that Rav said that she makes the Bdika she's Torah means she made the Bdika right after her vest. Right after the time that she's supposed to see, she did not check herself during that time. But right afterwards she made the bedika. So Rav holds that helps, that's considered like she made the bedika, and therefore she's tor. But Khan, that the next month Yama, Shmuel holds, Khan, Shalei bought Kasma Kashir Vesta. She did not make the bedika right away, but she made a bedika a little bit later. So therefore, since at the time of the Vesta she did not make a bedika, and we hold Vesta as the Raisa, so we have to be sure maybe the Dam did come out, and therefore we'll say she's tummy. Rosh Rashi is another pshat that could be no machlokes. Just one is talking about when she made the bedika right away, and one is talking about when she made the bedika later on. So could be b'chal, there's no machlokes. Now Rav Nachman by Yitzchokom, he says that the vestas kufa kviflug. You know that's kufa machlokes. That the master of vestas the raisa. That's what Shmuel holds. Shmuel holds that vestas is the raisa, and therefore since she did not make the bedika b'zman vestas, she's tamei. Well, master of Rav holds no. Well, Masova, Vestas only with the Rabbanan. And therefore, even though she did not make a Bedika then, but she makes a Bedika later and finds out that she's Torah, we say she's still Torah. Omer Rav Sheshet says, Yishinok Tanoi, this is the Machlokes Tanoim, that Rabbi Elezer Oimer Temeya Nida. The case where the Vestas passed by, she didn't make a Bedika, we say she's Tomei Nida, Mashma, she's Badi Tomei. If Yishuv Oimer Tivdek, no, if this Vest passed by, know what she has to do, make a bedika now. Then she finds out that she's tor now, that's good. So you see, we do not say she vadi saw dam then, but rather she remains tor. And vahanitunu adis tanoim, ki hanitunu adis tanoim. The Tanya learned like this. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Temeya Nida. And Meir Taka says, when the vest passes by, she didn't make a bedika, she's tor Nida. The chum say no, that you can make a bedika later, and the bedika later would help. That we don't say for sure she saw at the time of the Veset. It's only with the Rabbanan, and therefore the din of the Rabbanan is that whenever you make a Bedika and you find yourself to be, the Rabbanan said, Lechatchila, you're supposed to make a Bedika true during that Zman HaVest, when you usually see. But even if you didn't make a Bedika then, it would help to make a Bedika later. Omer Abaye says, you should know, Afana Naimitinino, we also learn like this, Afana Naimitinino, It's not, we learned like this. Rabbi Meir Meir says, Im hoisa b'machlo, let's say she was in a hiding place, v'higiyah shas vestas, came the time to see a vest, when she's in a hiding place, means she's scared. The goyim are coming there. And v'loy botka, she did not make a b'dika then, adin is tahira. Rabbi Meir says she's tor, even though it was the zman of the vest, and the reason is, she'charoda mesleket sadomim. Since she was scared then, she was hiding from the goyim, from the army, so when you're scared, that takes away your dam. The deika is like this. Time the West, the reason why we say she's terrorist, the deika charoda. Only because she's scared, that takes away the dam. Mashmo like a charoda, but she wouldn't be in a place that she's nervous, it'd be in a wrong, regular place, and it comes the time of the vestas, then she'd be tameya. So Alma, what do we see? Vestas is the raisa. That if she doesn't make a bedika during that time, we say that for sure she's shuradam and she'll be tameya. So by that, that's her main shita. Other one says again, lema, let's say hani tanoi these tanoim, pohon nami fil, they also argue like this. They also argue in this machlokes. The tani, we learn like this. Horoya dam machmas maka. Let's say Nisha has a wound inside the body, so, and it drips blood. So when she sees dam, now we have a right to say it's not the dam neither. But it's a dam from the mark of the wound she has inside and she's tore. So it says, a roya dam machmas maka. It says, a chidish, afilo b'tachy meni dosa. Even though it's coming out the time that usually she sees nida, means it came the vest. Still tahira. Diva Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. In other words, we do not know for sure that dam nidas came out. It could be the dam she's seeing now is only the dam of the maka. And even though the vest has passed by, vice versa is only because vest is the rabbonin. And when he writes, we don't say for sure she saw dam. So therefore, since the dam she's seen now, we have a right to say it came from the makkah, she remained Torah. However, the Rebbe, Yom Rebbe says no. In Yesh la Vestas, if she has the Vestas, so the Cheshesh of the Vestas, you have to be afraid for that Vestas. So the Mor says, my love, isn't it welcome to the argument like this, that the Mas of the Vestas the Raisa, or Mas of the Vestas the Rabbonin? Isn't this Machlekes, the one knows Vestas is the Raisa, and one knows Vestas is the Rabbonin? Because the old, it's only with the Rabbonin, then Kozma, we don't know for sure, she saw, we say she's Torah. Smur says no. Could be Yom Rabin Ravina says loy. It could be the Kuli Yom Vest of the Rabbonin. Both agree that really it's only with the Rabbonin Vestas. And therefore here, we do not have a right to say for sure she saw Dam. Therefore she should not really be Tomei here. But so why does Rebbe say that she's Tomeiya? Here the shadow is of this blood, even though it's not the dam of nida, it's the dam of a wound, but since it touches her makor, it touches the womb, does the womb make that dam tame, make it into an avatuma? And therefore when the dam comes out, it's metamho, so it should be tame for one day, that's the machlekes. True, the isha self is not tame mishum nida. She's Torah, it's not called dam nida came out. But the dam tame, they cross the derech makor. But the reason why she's tummy is because the blood that came out since she touched the makor, her womb, mela, that makes the dam into an avatuma. And therefore she's like touching that dam, she becomes tummy for one day. The Yom and the Rebbe says back, no. If he afraid that maybe taka, her vest came, then ishinami tameya. Even she herself should also be tummy for 7 days. If you're not afraid, does you tell me vestas is the rabbonin? You're not afraid the dam came out. If so, then Rebbe holds that Mekor Mekoy my Torah. No, just the fact that that dam touched the womb does not make the dam into an avatuma. So therefore, Rebbe says like she's Torah. In other words, we both hold that vestas only with the rabbonin. So we don't say for sure she saw dam. It's only that what that it's a shaila of this dam became tummy because it went through near the Mekor. So that Rebbe says, no, the Makor is not Matam of the Dam. It's only Dam needed as an Avatumma, not his Dam. Now the Mishnah says, Beishamai, Rebbe Shammai says, Tzricha Beizeidim, Akot Tashmish for Tashmish. You have to have 2 Eidim for every Tashmish. Means, even if they live together 2 or 3 times that night, by each Tashmish, they have to check themselves. Tzricha Beizeidim, Rashi says, 2 new Shmatis, Akot Tashmish. What? One before the Tashmish, one right after it. And they don't have to check it out at night time. They can check it out tomorrow morning. But our Kohen, they have to check themselves before and afterwards. This is Mustam Bezman, the Oyster Kentiris. That's the takana. We had the Mishnah before that the man the Reisik and Tyrus, he has to check himself before and after each bia. It's a good kasha. Let me tell you this, the kasha. That monashek, if you don't check until the next morning, what have to do it for? So you have to say it's a light plug. That's where the Rabbanu Mesakin. That's the takana, Mishum Tyrus, that before a tashmash and after, you have to have a bedika. But not that you have to really check it out labayla, because it's not real negay labayla. Avadim and Astam, we say she's Torah. It's only a chumra. So the chumra is Mishum Tyrus, that you always have to have a bedika before a tashmash and afterwards. And therefore, Bishamay says, or else you all, they can touch in front of the light, and then meaning that right after the, if you don't have different shmatis, it means right after the bedika, you have to check it out and see. If you see it's Torah, then you could have another tashmish and use the same bedika over again. But if you don't want to check it over at night time, then you have to have a different shmati each time. It's enough to have two eidim the whole night time. In other words, you have to make one bedika before the first tashmish, and then you have to make one bedika after the last tashmish, that's all. But in between you don't have to, like you're saying, since you don't check it out anyway, so what's the purpose? Elamai just time to know for Tyrus if you tell me or not. So if it's enough, just to make one bedika before, one bedika later, and that's enough.